AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Crude oil prices are above $90 a barrel for the first time in more than 2 years. Gasoline prices, on average, have reached $3.32 a gallon. It's all because of the Iran war. Financial markets are sharply lower, in part because of oil, in part because of a weak jobs report in February from the Labor Department. On social media, President Trump appeared to rule out talks with Iran, absent its unconditional surrender. Israeli warplanes pounded Beirut and Tehran as Iran launched another wave of retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries. Many Lebanese families who have been displaced by Israeli strikes are seeking shelter on the streets.
Many people in Lebanon are fleeing their homes after Hezbollah launched missiles in response to the killing of Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, and Israel retaliated with strikes on the country. In the city, displaced man Jamal Saif al-Din tells the AP, Israel threatened the southern suburb Dahiya. We packed our things and left. Now we're living a tragic life here. On Friday, Lebanon Prime Minister Nawaf Salam called on the international community to help Lebanon.
We appeal to you, friends of Lebanon, to support us in this endeavor and in demanding loud and clear that Israel ends military attacks on the population's displacement.
Meanwhile, Volker Turk, the human rights chief, says he's worried about the deteriorating situation in the country, particularly what he describes as the blanket massive displacement orders by Israel to civilians, notably in South Beirut. I'm Charles Diletesma.
Severe weather is moving through the central part of the country. Police in Oklahoma say a woman and her teenage daughter died in a crash that appears to be tornado-related. Government officials are getting closer to ironing out a refund process for the hundreds of thousands of companies that pay tariffs now deemed illegal. This is AP News. Firehouses are looking to reduce heart rates with a new alarm.
If you've been hanging out at a Danbury, Connecticut firehouse lately, you might have noticed the alarms went from this to this.
Check one. Respond to sick person.
Assistant Chief William Lounsbury says Danbury has joined firehouses around the country that made the switch.
The new system has reduced and she'll continue to reduce firefighter stress from the sound of the tones going off. The information is delivered clear, so you're not struggling to understand what's being said.
Engine 27 and truck 2.
The new system also sends alerts to firefighters' phones. Captain Kevin Lunny.
And you're like, oh, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What unit are we going to? You can pull your phone out and you can see what unit you're going to.
Engine 26, squad 21.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.